Well, there's nothing more exciting than to come to a special baptismal service like we have tonight and to see our friends and those that are family members get baptized into faith in Jesus Christ. Nada es tan maravilloso de asistir a un servicio como esta noche donde nuestros familiares y amigos toman ese paso de fe en ser bautizados en el nombre de Jesucristo. And baptism is, by all means, a defining moment in a person's life. When a person gets baptized into faith in Jesus Christ, it is being identified with the Lord Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior. Cuando uno se bautiza, se identifica con Cristo como Salvador personal. Es algo personal y algo único. It's also a time of repentance and renewal, as we heard from a number tonight that are using this night as a time for them to launch into a new way of living, a time of repentance from a past life and a renewal, a new life that they want to live. Es un tiempo también de arrepentimiento y renovación en su vida personal. Esta noche oímos el testimonio de varios que han usado esta noche un tiempo especial, una marca en su vida cuando van a vivir una vida diferente, porque ahora pertenecen a Jesucristo. It's also a time when we embark on a new way of living, where we launch out and we set our course on living a different life, a life that is going to matter in the long run. Es un tiempo también donde uno, como creyente, vamos a embarcar en una vida nueva. Vamos a rumbo al cielo, en rumbo a Jesucristo, en rumbo a la piedad, y no en otras maneras. Entonces, esta noche es un día muy especial para nuestros hermanos. Tonight's a very special night for our brothers and sisters that are being baptized. It is, as the Apostle Paul wrote, as God wrote in the Scriptures, in the letter to the Corinthians, chapter 1, and verse 18, where the Bible says, "For the word of the cross is foolishness to those who are perishing, but to us who are being saved, it is the power of God." Dice la palabra de Dios, porque la palabra de la cruz es necedad, o es locura para los que se pierden, pero para nosotros, los salvos, es poder de Dios. And you know, friends, Christ changes our lives. In Christ is the power of God. In Christ, the power of God is displayed. En Jesucristo está el poder de Dios. Cuando uno pone su fe en Jesucristo, uno siente el poder de Dios. And friends, I would like to just let you know that in Jesus Christ is the power of God. To those that don't believe in Jesus, to those that don't really put their trust in Christ, What happened tonight is sometimes for them foolishness. It's something that doesn't make any sense. Why would you want to do something like that? Why are you doing that? It doesn't seem to make any sense at all. Para algunos que no son creyentes, lo que ocurrió esta noche es en veces locura. ¿Por qué vas a hacer esa cosa? ¿Por qué te entregas a Cristo? ¿Por qué te bautizas? ¿Por qué piensas que vas a cambiar tu vida? Es imposible, es locura. But for those of us that are believers, for those that are us that are saved, Christ is the power of God. Christ is the power of God displayed in our lives. Para aquellos que son creyentes, Cristo es el poder de Dios. One of the sisters read from the Scriptures and says that she's not ashamed of the gospel. It is the power of God unto salvation. It is Christ that is able to save us from our sins. It is Christ that is able to take all our sins away. It is Christ that has the power to take our sins, the stain of sin, and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Es el poder de Dios que puede salvarnos. Es el poder de Dios que es la salvación para todo aquel que cree. Es Cristo el que quita la mancha del pecado. Es Cristo el que perdona. El perdona. See, it's Christ that is able to take the stain of sin away from us. Now, I chuckle sometimes at a commercial on television, commercial on a cleansing agent. It's the commercial on OxyClean. Never seen it. It's not so much that the that the guy claims that OxyClean can cleanse everything. It's the fact that he's always yelling. You know, he comes and he yells out that OxyClean can cleanse you. OxyClean! And you want to tone it down. Because you see, he wants you to buy the product. Well, I'm telling you something, friends. OxyClean cannot take the stain of sin away from your soul. There's nothing that can cleanse your souls except what? Except the blood of Jesus Christ. Nada puede limpiar la mancha. Ningún producto que un humano puede hacer puede limpiar la mancha del pecado. Solamente la sangre de Jesucristo lo limpia de todo pecado. ¿Amén o no? It's the blood of Christ that is able to take our sins away. You see, friend, this is why it's foolishness to some people. Why? Because they don't believe in sin. There's some people that honestly don't believe that they are sinners. And we chuckle at that. We think that's foolishness. Because all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Agreed or not? All of us are sinners. All of us are. We can pretend not to be sinners, but if we hang around with you long enough, we'll find out that you are a sinner. True or not? You not only look like sin, you will smell like sin. Because you see, all of us have sinned and fall short of the glory of God. Todos somos pecadores. No hay ninguno que no es un pecador. Todos lo somos. Y la palabra nos dice que todos somos pecadores y no hemos alcanzado la gloria de Dios. Pero Cristo es el poder de Dios para la salvación. It is Christ that is the power of God unto salvation. And if you want to have your sins forgiven, you need to come to Christ. And like, there's no sin, there's no sinner that Christ cannot save. No hay ningún pecado y ningún pecador que Cristo no puede perdonar. Porque en Cristo hay el poder para la salvación. May I also say that in Christ is the power of God for a transformed life. Christ can transform a life. God can take your life and my life and absolutely transform it and make us new creatures. The Bible says, if any man is in Christ, he is a new creation. Old things have passed away. Behold, everything has become new. La Biblia dice que aquel que está en Cristo, nueva criatura es. Las cosas viejas ya pasaron y todo está nuevo. ¿Cierto o no? En Cristo somos una nueva criatura. We are new people in Christ. You see, when you come to Jesus Christ, He not only saves you, He makes you a new person. He transforms your life. And these folks that were baptized, you know that they have been changed, that they've been transformed. And it's not human psychology. It's not a hype. It's the power of Christ that is able to transform our lives and make us new creatures. El poder de Dios que puede cambiar tus hermanos esta noche. Hermanos que en Cristo Él los ha transformado. Son personas diferentes. ¿Por qué? Por el poder de Dios. Christ can change even your image. Even the way you feel about yourself. Even who you are. Christ can transform that. God can change that. Because it is Christ. The other day I was watching the news and they showed a picture of a painting. Now, you know, I'm just a barrio kid. And when they showed that painting, it was not the kind of painting that if I saw in the garage sale that I would buy and bring home. You know what I'm saying? It's one of these photos like, what's that about? You know what I'm saying? And yet when they sold that picture, it sold for $30 million. I wouldn't have given 30 cents at a garage sale for it. But it was sold for $30 million, not because of the picture, but because of who painted it. The famous artist. And so the value of the painting was not so much in the picture as in who did it. And friend, that's what Jesus does for us. It puts value in your life. It does something to you. It puts value in your life. Cristo en su vida te da valor. Cambia cómo usted se siente de sí mismo. Porque usted ya es criatura nueva en Jesucristo y usted tiene valor por el poder de Cristo. You see, Christ is able to give you value, to put something in you. Christ is able to change the purpose that you live for. The things that you used to live for, you no longer live for those things. You live for Christ, you live for God. I like the way little Luke put it. Hey, actually, he's not little anymore. He's got pretty good size now, isn't he? But he wants to make his life count. He wants to live for God, and Christ can do that. Christ is the power of God to transform you, to change your life. Some folks today don't have a purpose for living, but Jesus Christ can give you a purpose. Jesucristo nos da un propósito para vivir. Él nos da una vida nueva, nos transforma, nos hace una nueva criatura, nos da un propósito diferente, un propósito que tiene valor. Él nos cambia nuestras vidas. You know, some people say, well, you know, you're wasting your life. That's foolishness to me. You're becoming a Christian, you're going to miss out on life. You're going to miss out on all the things that are out there. You must be crazy to give your life to Christ, especially if you're a kid, like some of these were young people. Well, you heard Liz's testimony. You heard Liz's story. She's lived her life, didn't she? And she came back and said, you know what? Christ is the better way. Christ is the good way. No man is a fool. No person is a fool. Ninguno está loco en dando su vida a Jesucristo. Foolishness. Foolishness. I was talking to a young man recently, not a young man, a fellow recently, and we're talking about purpose for life. And here's a person who did not believe. He had no faith in God, had no use for Christ. And he says, my purpose, Alex, is saving cats. I rescue cats. Oh, friend, that's your purpose? I didn't tell him that. I just thought, that is your purpose? To spend your life rescuing cats? Oh, boy, what is that? You see, when you don't know Christ, you go down a trail that has no meaning, ultimately. You know, recently, this year, we had the death of Robin Williams, a great comedian. And we would never take a person's death and take it lightly. But there's a lesson to us from Robin Williams. Here's a man that could make other people laugh, but he wasn't happy himself. He was another man that could entertain you, and he was, for me, one of the greatest entertainers. I always enjoyed watching his movies. It made me feel good. It gave me a sense where it was good, but never in my wildest dreams would I ever imagine that his soul was empty, that he had nothing to live for. You see, it isn't foolishness, people. It isn't foolishness. Christ is not foolishness. Christ gives you a purpose for living. He gives you something to live for. He puts the reason why you're here. Why God made you. Why He gave you life. Because there's a real higher purpose, and that's why Jesus Christ is the power that transforms us. It is the power that allows us to live every day, to meet every obstacle in life, to be able to go through life and to meet challenge after challenge after challenge. The Apostle Paul says, for me, it's no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life that I now live in the flesh, I live by the power of Jesus Christ who dwells in me. Pablo nos da su testimonio. Que él vive su vida con el poder de Cristo en su vida. Y allí viene el poder para vivir cada día para la honra y gloria de Dios. Our daily life depends upon our daily commitment, our daily power that comes through the Lord Jesus Christ. How can you live your life? Where does the wisdom come from? How can you find the answers to life? How can you find direction? It comes through God's most holy word. Christ is the wisdom of God and the power of God. Christ is the one that tells you the answers to life. Christ gives you the answers to the riddles of life. He shows you the way to go. You say it's foolishness. The Bible is foolishness. Christ is foolishness. Oh, no, friend, no. Foolishness is to rely upon our own intellect. even to rely upon our own mechanism. The other day I heard about a truck driver who followed his GPS, and it landed him on a narrow bridge almost into a lake. He took a semi-truck, his truck, and followed the GPS almost into a lake. Praise God that we don't live by GPS. We praise God that we live by God's direction. Amen? You see, it is Christ Himself, friend. It is the Lord Jesus Christ that is the wisdom for us, that gives us the answers to life, that gives us the power for daily living. How is a young man or young lady able to live a Christian life? It is only done by the power of God, by the power of God. A couple of our friends tonight testified about losing loved ones, losing loved ones. I recently prayed with another brother who just lost his wife this week, lost his wife this morning, a half hour past 12. We prayed together a few days ago, and he prayed. He prayed the most beautiful prayer you could ever experience. His wife was right there, just a few days from dying and going to heaven. And he prayed the most beautiful prayer, a prayer of faith, a prayer of affection, a prayer of love, a prayer of deep confidence in God, that he could say goodbye to his wife. Where does it come from? Where do you get that? Friend, you get it from Christ. You get it from Christ Himself. Christ, the power of God. Christ, the wisdom of God. To some people, foolishness. To some folks, it doesn't make sense. But for those that are being saved, Christ is the power of God and the wisdom of God. Amen? That's who it is. And friend tonight, if you're here, you came to witness baptism, we're so glad you're here. If you came to watch family and friends take the stand, we're so glad that you did that. But friend, don't for a minute leave and say, you know, it's good for them, but it's not for me. No, friend, it's also for you. Don't for a minute say, well, you know what, it's good for those people, I'm glad for them, but that's just not my thing. Friend, it is you should be your thing, because you need forgiveness. You need your life straightened out. You need to find purpose in life. You need to make your life count for God. Yes or no? You see, it is for you. And you might say, well, you know, yes, but perhaps not now. Maybe later. Well, friend, there may not be a later for you. You're not sure about tomorrow, isn't that so? You never know when day is going to come. And I would say to you, friend, don't ever look at Christ as something that's trivial or worse than that, foolish. But look to Christ as the power of God for salvation to all those that believe. Christ is able. You've witnessed tonight the power of God. Esta noche usted ha visto, ha recibido un testimonio de tus hermanos del poder de Dios, el poder que puede salvar. El poder que puede transformar una vida. El poder que puede llenar una vida con aquel poder para que cada día uno pueda vivir victoriosamente para Cristo. Y no importa lo que viene, con Cristo todo lo puedo, con Cristo que me fortalece. Dios es el poder de Dios, Cristo es el poder de Dios. And I submit to you, Christ. I would advise you and I encourage you, if you had never come to Christ, to give your life to Christ. Never repented, come to Christ. If you've been living and I want to borrow Luke's phrase, been living a wishy-washy life, I'd encourage you to get your act together. Right? Begin to live for God and make your life count. Because you don't know when your life is going to come to an end. You have to answer to Christ. Make sure that you live your life for Christ for the honor and glory of our Lord Jesus Christ. Would you say amen to that? Amen. Amen. Let's pray together. Our Father, thank you so much for giving us an opportunity to witness these wonderful, wonderful testimonies. Each one of them is precious to you because you sent your Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, to die for each of them. And if they had been the only sinner, you would have still sent your son to die for them. And so, Lord, we thank you for each of them and the testimonies they bore this evening, and for all the people involved in helping them come to faith in Christ, for parents and family and friends and teachers and brothers and sisters in Christ. Oh, God, thank you. Thank you that they responded to saving faith. And now may you take them and help them grow in the things of God. May they be nourished and become wonderful, wonderful Christians for the glory of God. Oh, Señor Dios, esta noche te agradecemos por estos hermanos que se bautizaron en esta noche. Señor, gracias por la salvación que ellos tienen. Gracias por aquellos familiares y amigos y maestros y hermanos que fueron instrumentos que tú usaste para que estos vinieran a Cristo y crecieran en el Señor y tomaron este paso de bautismo, de obediencia a tu palabra. Bendícelos, Señor, y ayúdales que ellos puedan seguir en tus caminos. And Lord, I pray tonight for all of us here, and I pray especially for those that are here without Jesus Christ. Perhaps the friends that came to visit, family that came to see, the Lord, you would speak to them. And Lord, help them and make them see Christ, that it's not foolishness, that Christ is the power of God for salvation. And help them to repent and live for you. Señor, te pedimos por aquellos que están presentes esta noche, que no te conocen, que no son cristianos, que piensan quizás que todo esto es locura. Oh, Señor, que les cambies ese pensamiento, que se arrepienten de sus pecados y vengan al conocimiento de Cristo, que es el poder de Dios para la salvación. Señor, ayúdales a creer y que se arrepienten y vengan a Cristo. We thank you for allowing us to share tonight this wonderful experience. And we pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen.